This is Wild About Utah.
The ginormous pumpkin regatta began in Daybreak, Utah on October 18, when 8 600-plus-pound pumpkins lined up on the edge of the community's lake. The action began at 8:30 a.m. when a forklift driver picked up pumpkin number one and eased it into the water. The pumpkin slid off its pallet and floated away from the shore. Lying in wait was a small motorboat. The woman in the front of the boat leaned way out over the bow and put her hands on the pumpkin. "Got it!" she yelled. This was the cue for the man in the back of the boat to fire up the outboard motor. Together they pushed the giant pumpkin around the nearby pier and into a shallow holding area. Here, three people in hip waders were waiting in the water. Two steadied the pumpkin, while the third cut a big square hole out of the top of the pumpkin. The cutout square was tossed aside, and all three reached down into the pumpkin to pull out handfuls of seeds and stringy pulp. This is how they turned the giant pumpkin into a boat. By now, pumpkin number two had been delivered, and the work continued. It wasn't long before the announcer called the youth racers to come forward. Three brave competitors under the age of 17 stepped up. They each chose a pumpkin and climbed in. Someone handed them a kayak paddle and pointed to the start line. Just how unwieldy these boats were was immediately obvious as two veered off in opposite directions while the third turned round in circles. But with a little practice, the teens were able to get the boats going in a straight line, more or less. By then, some serious new competitors were beginning to gather on the pier in elaborate costumes. A long-haired mermaid, an Indian with a feathered headdress, King Neptune with his trident. The day's grand finale would include all eight giant pumpkins in a 100-yard all-out sprint for the Golden Pumpkin Trophy and the title of Gourdsman of the Year. I didn't get to see this race. I had to get back to Logan. But I had seen the Logan Giant Pumpkin Festival a few weeks earlier. Here, giant pumpkins lined both sides of Center Street. One by one, they were brought to the stage and weighed on a giant scale. The last six all weighed over 1,000 pounds. The big winner that day weighed in at 1,917 pounds. I went home with a packet of giant pumpkin seeds in my pocket. I was warned that they were hard to grow, but why not give it a try? This is Mary Hears, and I'm wild about all things bright and beautiful in Utah.